classes are being held as normal at Monterey High School after a microbial growth pushed back the start of school from August 6th to this week. Possibly hazardous mold was found in the building, believed to be linked to new HVAC units and skylights. Pre-K through 5th grade returned to campus Monday, while 6th through 12th grade started with virtual instruction. As for making up the missed days, school leaders say Monterey will hold classes on Mondays for 10 weeks after Labor Day, while the rest of the parish's schools will be on a four-day week. With a new academic year underway at LSU, the school is launching its Tiger Nation Challenge for 2026.
The annual fundraising drive raises money to support alumni association programming across the country and to help LSU alumni stay connected. Vice President of Programming Lauren Griffin says there's an extra wrinkle to this year's fundraising drive.
This year, we are competing against Clemson ahead of the big kickoff that we're all anticipating.
You can donate by going to the LSU Alumni Association website. There are prizes available, including two tickets to every LSU home game for this season, and you don't even need to be an LSU alum to donate. I'm Jeff Palermo.
As Labor Day approaches, the Mississippi Highway Patrol will conduct its annual holiday enforcement. MHP urged drivers to prioritize safety because there will be more people on the roads. MHP will increase patrols throughout the weekend. Troopers will enforce traffic regulations while assisting drivers who may want assistance. The agency also recommends maintaining an emergency kit in the car, which includes a spare tire, jack, food, water, and make sure you have enough gas. On the heels of the success of the Love the Boot initiative comes Love Our Waterways.
Whereas Love the Boot focuses on cleaning up litter on land, Love Our Waterways focuses on cleaning up litter from the state's lakes, rivers, and bayous. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser says there actually is a connection between the two.
80% of what you throw out on the highways ends up in our waterways.
More than 200 events are already registered, and you can get information on how to participate at lovelawaterways.org. Nungesser says cleaning up waterways goes far beyond getting rid of the blight.
It helps cut down on flooding that can clog the storm drains, and it also helps us put the paradise back in Sportsman's Paradise.
I'm Joe Gallinaro.
The Mississippi River in Natchez Valley is at 29.03 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.